from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ukraine Parliament welcomes a hero home. It has been an interesting journey for Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko, who was welcomed by Parliament on Tuesday, a week after being released from 2 years of Russian captivity. The 35-year-old lawmaker was taken prisoner in June of 2014 after joining a volunteer battalion to fight pro-Kremlin Eastern separatist insurgents. She is a hero now in her homeland. Nothing is forgotten, she says. Nothing is forgotten. Nothing is forgiven, and the Ukrainian people will not let us sit in these seats if we betray them. Ukraine stands above us all, and for those of us who are present in this hall, Ukraine stands above any of our lives. As a close to her speech, she led the parliament in the Ukrainian national anthem. Ms. Savchenko was elected as a lawmaker in 2014 while she was still a prisoner, but was released last week in a prisoner swap with Russia. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict on Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Suleiman Gengeng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Habre was responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. This is VOA News. The South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test, in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The ministry did not indicate what type of missile was involved, but the Yonhap News Agency said it was a medium-range Masudan missile, which the North Koreans tried 3 times but failed to launch in April ahead of a rare Workers' Party Congress. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he swore in his new defense minister, held out the prospect of reviving the Moribund Peace Initiative with the Palestinians.
I take this opportunity to make clear that I remain committed to making peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors. The Arab Peace Initiative includes positive elements that can help revive constructive negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Netanyahu said his government is prepared to negotiate with Arab states revisions to the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative. Taliban militants in Afghanistan have intensified attacks in their southern stronghold of Helmand province, killing at least 12 policemen on Monday and reportedly more than 30 on Sunday. Helmand is the largest province of Afghanistan and is a poppy-producing region. The Taliban has stepped up attacks since it appointed Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada as its new chief. His predecessor, Mullah Mansour, was killed in a U.S. drone attack in neighboring Pakistan on May 21st. Egyptian authorities have taken into custody the head of the country's journalist union and 2 associates for spreading false news and harboring fugitives. Their trial is expected to get underway Saturday. They have been released after being questioned. Pending their trial, they face prison time if convicted. Amnesty International denounced the legal action, calling it a dangerous escalation and part of the government's draconian crackdown on freedom of expression. Last month, the head of the union called on the interior minister to resign over what was described as a police raid to arrest 2 journalists wanted for inciting protests. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of Syria's Euphrates River, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic by the hour, and could drive some Sunni Arabs into the arms of the Islamic State terror group. The main anti-Assad rebel political opposition, the Syrian National Coalition, is now demanding guarantees from the international community that Sunni Arabs will be allowed to return to villages seized from the jihadist IS group by the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is dominated by Kurdish People's Protection Units, otherwise known as the YPG. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.